Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 29th, 2002.
Well, here's a rather strange question, Azarine. I'd say it's more of a comment than a question, but I'm sure you've got a response.
You probably heard me say this joke when I'm in a bad mood. I'd say, thank God I'm not Jesus Christ, or you'd all be swimming in a flood with no ark. I hope you realize I'm just kidding.
Lon, if I worry about every little comment like that, I would do nothing else. Of course, the most common one is, I must be Jesus Christ, because I'm sure I was just crucified. There was one weather broadcaster on the South Coast that used to irritate me, though, because he used to say, well, God must have broke wind again because here comes another hurricane. I don't know why. That just irritated me. And when he died, I reminded him of the fact that using the Lord's name in vain was not appropriate. I don't think his station should have allowed it, but it was just one of those little funny things that everybody loved, and they just never did anything about. You know, being the Son of God is not the easiest thing in the world, and the jokes that are made about you are endless. The only ones I really have fence with are those that make out that I like boys more than girls, if you know what I mean. I do not appreciate these at all, and when the people that make them up get into the kingdom of God, they find me very, very unpleasant. Everybody thinks I'm going to forgive, but I've got feelings just like anybody else, and when my feelings are hurt, I let people know when they get here that I don't appreciate what they were saying one little bit.
That makes me laugh, Nazarene. I can see the guy in the Hall of Judgment now saying, give me a break, Wood. It was just something to fill in the empty spaces so I wouldn't have to say the same things over and over again. It wasn't that bad.
Why, Alora, I didn't know you were in the Hall of Judgment when that case was heard.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. Nazarene, I'm sure other people have thought of this too. Are attorneys ever allowed to represent anyone in the Hall of Judgment?
Absolutely not, Alora. Each person represents themselves in the Hall of Judgment. There are no attorneys in the Kingdom of God. No legal trickery that can get somebody out of judgment. Everybody stands on what they did, whether it was right or wrong. There are no technicalities in the Kingdom of God. Either you did something or you didn't do something. There's no way of getting around things. There's no excuses. People can't say, well, I was young, I wasn't responsible. That doesn't cut it in the Kingdom of God. They can't say, well, there's no witnesses, I was the only one there. That doesn't count in the Kingdom of God. You were there, you knew what you were doing, you knew you were responsible. No, Alora, there are no lawyers in the Kingdom of God because they are useless, because they are worthless. There is no way that they can defend anyone in the Hall of Judgment. If somebody did something wrong, they did something wrong. There are no excuses. God will not accept any excuses. God gives an opportunity to repent and make up for the wrongs that you do, but he does not accept any excuses.
Gee, Nazarene, what if there was a misspelled name on the warrant?
Well, that's easy, Alora. We dispense with warrants completely.
We'll be back again.